Hello, everybody. This is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist on Twitter, and I'm Emma L on Audible. Welcome along. You join me here, and it's dinner time. Dinner time on a new diet lifestyle change is what the name of the game is. And basically, I've bought a Tefal steam cuisine steamer. And we're going to try it for the very first time. It's probably got a really posh sort of model number and whatnot, but I don't have the box to hand. So we're going to get used to seeing what to do. So place it on a stable surface. Check. Place the turbo ring around the heating element. Ensuring it's the right way around. Check, hopefully. There are two ways to fill the tank. Pour the water directly or open the water fill drawer and pour in water up to the maximum level. Okay, let's try this. Okay, all right. We're going to attempt to do this. So, let me see. I'll pause this for a second. Now, I think we're back in operation. Now, let me see. I'm going to pour this water in. And it's going in. Oh, and you can see the water rising. And I'm guessing it goes all the way to the top. So we need some more water. It's kind of easier to apply it. So it's going to, water is coming out here. It's going to put some more in. I probably should have done this in advance. But there you go. We're going to pour some more in. And it can take quite a bit. You have to pour it up to the maximum level. So we'll keep going. And there's the water from the tap. And it's going to come out again. And you need to pour it to the maximum. And it actually takes quite a bit. So we might need to do this quite a few times. I probably should have just got a bowl and just, because I'm kind of putting water in from into these smaller containers and then transferring the water into the bigger one. So, whoops. Now we're going to have to put it up to maximum. I think it'll take just one more. Hopefully this should be it. And it looks a nice steamer, but you can't pour it in too fast, otherwise it just comes out of the top, because it's quite a small drawer that you're able to pour it into. And just, we're like so short, we're only like a small bit short, so I think half of one should do. So, let me see, I'll just pour this in. And, we only need one little tiny one. So, I decided on this regime that it would be best to use a steamer. So, it's trying to get used to how the steamer works. And as it gets to the top, it's kind of, yeah, I think that'll do. Okay. And you push the tray back in. So, now, the baskets have bases, so it's funny, it's trying to know. It says, do not use any seasoning or any other liquid other than water. So you put the baskets in there. Then, for best results, do not put too much. You can use the products depending on your needs. So they're different kind of sizing and whatnot. So it's up to you which basket you want to use. So you can take them on, take them off. So what I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to use some broccoli and some cauliflower. So I suppose you can either put them on the same or not. So let me just pause this again and I'll put the food in. So now it tells you need to, I've put the broccoli on one tray. You've got three baskets. And it's for you what you want to use, you know, depending on what you want to cook. so you can plug it in. And actually, the plug is not too bad. Normally, a lot of these things, the plug is small, but it plugs it in. So at the bottom, it's got like a timer, and actually, it comes with a really great little menu book with good timings. So you've got the water there. So you look up your broccoli. You know, actually, probably wouldn't be the best idea to weigh them before I kind of weighed them in. So let me try this. I bought a really good Salter weighing scales. So let me try this. I'm going to just see how much there is of this. Yeah. Okay, good. So you can weigh it. And depending on how much you have, you can adjust obviously your steamer to reflect that, because it'll say if the timings, I have to snap this back in. If you can, doing one handed as best you can. And it comes like, I'll just put this back in. So at the top, there's a sort of a thing here to close it up. And yeah, it's kind of funny. But you know, it's, and you've got a little timer, and it goes all the way up to 60 minutes. So depending on how much you've got, you can put it on for, you know, you can do trial runs if you like. So we're going to just stick it on, not for as much as they say, because I don't have 400 grams. So I'm going to just not put it on for too long. You can put it on for like, you know, 5 minutes or whatever. And there's a countdown, you can hear it tick, 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 tick. And it's ultra compact, it could be locked away quite easily. So I'm gonna have some broccoli and cauliflower. I probably could have put more broccoli and cauliflower on, but I'm gonna do mushrooms as well. And I'm gonna fry them in light sauce, like a light calorie thing. So yeah. This is going to be a bit of a trial and error, because this is my first time doing it, so you don't know how it's going to turn out or anything like that. But you know, it's all a learning curve, and it's my first time to use a steamer, so I'm completely unaware of, you know, the correct process. But you know, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, we try again. So I'm going to just put the rest of my veg into one of these zipper bags. It's so hard when you're cooking as one to know, number one, how much to, you know, for veg. You know, you feel if you buy a whole broccoli, or like a whole head of broccoli, you won't be able to use it all and it get wasted. And so I bought like one of these bags of broccoli and cauliflower just to test it out, because as it's difficult, like I said, when you're buying them and you're only the only one using them, to know how much you need, or worrying about will things go off or whatever. But I've used these zipper bags, and I've transferred the rest into a zipper bag, and it keeps it nice and fresh. And I can hear the steamer machine. It's getting all very foggy in my steamer machine. And the alarm will go off when the time is up, and I guess you can go and have a look and see if they're cooked enough. But yes, it's an experience, and it's all a learning curve. And I'm sure I'll have perfected it soon. Now I'm going to just get my frying pan out, like so. And one of the best investments I made was a George Foreman grill. I use the George Foreman all the time. Like, I mean, literally every night. And I'm just going to just give the pan a bit of a rub down. And tonight's on the menu, I'm going to have salmon. And salmon is a great oily fish. I love fresh salmon. It's so nice. So, yeah, so we're still going on this, you know, lifestyle change. It's some days are harder than others. Some days are not so bad. So we just have to battle on, because, you know, it's Rome wasn't built in a day and all that. So, yeah, I just thought I'd give you, it looks to be a great steamer. Like I said, it's very compact and it's got an alarm and you can set it off and it can, you know, beep at you, because the time will, I think it'll be about another 2-3 minutes when it beeps. But I'm guessing you have to refill it up to the maximum water level each time you use it. So that's something to remember. It's great. And I'm just hoping it's something that, like, steaming vegetables is so, so good for you. And you can't underestimate that, really. It's good, and it looks really foggy and doing well and stuff. So at least if I get the fine tuning the first time right, or even the second time. Sorry, I don't know where you got to. Stupid audio boo again. Paused on me. That's why I kind of stopped using it on the phone, because you just didn't know if the thing was still recording, not recording, if you were lost out or where you finished off. So yeah, I'm going to carry on with my attempt at cooking. Maybe I'll do cooking part two. Maybe that'd be easier and I can tell you how progress is carrying on. So I'm going to do the mushrooms. So maybe I'll come back to you in a few minutes. Okay, I'm back again. I've got the fish on. I've just cooking veg still. I'm really unsure how this is going to turn out, because I'm not entirely sure how to work the steamer just yet. Because it says broccoli, fresh 400 grams, 20 to 25 minutes. So I'm guessing the broccoli is going to be done before, the cauliflower florets. But yeah, we'll try and get to it. We'll try and learn. If they're overcooked, they're overcooked. Yeah, lock me up. Yeah, so I don't think we're going to do round two. I'm going to basically just have the mushrooms, which I've sort of prepared. I'm going to have the salmon, the mushrooms, and the cauliflower, and the broccoli. That's the plan. That's about it. So I'm gonna cut this short. I'm not gonna do round two, because I'm gonna actually just concentrate on cooking my food. So have a great evening and talk to you soon. Bye bye.